At one time or another, you may hear a doctor tell you to follow a healthy diet. Maybe the doctor even hands you a pamphlet on nutrition. But that can all seem like an abstraction. Easy to say, hard to do. We'll hear next of an effort to help doctors understand their advice in a more concrete way, something they can touch, slice and dice, or taste. Here's Rhode Island Public Radio's Kristen Gourlay.
Welcome to a busy kitchen classroom at Johnson & Wales University in Providence. Typically, you'd find only culinary students here, busy chopping or sautéing, but for the past few weeks, they've been working with some less than seasoned sous chefs.
So, I am working on the dessert for today.
This is Clinton Piper, looking the part in Chef's Whites, but struggling a bit to work a whisk through the batter.
We are making a healthy cake that Tara is helping me with, because I know nothing about baking.
That's when his partner, Tara Schwartz, a Johnson & Wales senior, decides to take over.
That's how you whisk.
Piper may not yet know proper whisking technique, but he's got other qualities. He's a fourth-year medical student at Tulane Medical School. He's here for a short rotation through a new program designed to educate med students and chefs in training about nutrition. As far as the program's creators know, it's the first time a culinary school and a medical school have partnered like this. Piper says the goal is to change the way doctors think about food.
I think it's forward-thinking to start to view food as medicine. You know, that's not something that's really on our radar in medical education, but with the burden of disease in the United States being so heavily weighted with lifestyle disease, I think it's a very, very logical next step.
So-called lifestyle diseases mainly spring from bad habits, particularly bad eating habits. Think obesity, diabetes. Doctors can treat these diseases, but Tulane Med student Nea Solanke says she'd rather help her patients prevent them.
We basically learn how to take care of patients when things go wrong, which is sad. And I think that we need to learn how to be able to make nutritious meals and to discuss diet in an educated manner.
Case in point, the frittata she's making. It's one part of a high-tech meal the class is preparing for the Johnson & Wales track team. They'll be arriving breathless, sweaty, and hungry in less than an hour. Assistant Professor Todd Seafarth explains the assignment.
They have to pretty much do a recovery meal, so try to take advantage of what's called an anabolic window, a specific period of time after the workout where we can give them the best gains.
For the first course, a recovery bar with whole grains and spices, even some marshmallows, to deliver some quick sugars. Then there's the frittata, which culinary student Brianna Colacone says is designed to refuel with lean protein and carbs.
We have baby zucchini, we have redless potatoes, red bell peppers.
It sounds good, but will it be ready in time? Colacone has to slow down to show med student Nea Solanke how to chop a pepper. Have these med students hampered or helped the kitchen's budding chefs and dietitians? Professor Todd Seafarth sees the bigger picture.
They have a better understanding than I ever will of how the body functions, and they can inform some of the decisions we make. I love having them here.
And he'll most likely have more. This is the culinary medicine program's inaugural year, but organizers hope to train more Tulane medical students and Johnson & Wales culinary students together on each other's campuses. For NPR News, I'm Kristen Espelon-Gourlay.